I'm probably going to be leaving the wrestling pool. I got to pick up a... Yeah.
Oh, I need to get my bag. So I don't know why they gave me a lecture room, because it was more of a round robin that I wanted to do, like go around and tell your stories if you have them, so I'm just trying to figure out how we can do this in that way. I don't think it should be that hectic. If we, I don't know. I honestly did not know this was a lecture room, so I'm kind of just grasping straws here to see how this is going to work. I had it planned out in my head that we would have tables and seats and, like...
Yeah, they just had monsters that jumped out of nowhere, right?
Because I have stories, but not enough stories to fill up the entire time slot.
I wonder if there'd be any way that
could
move into
different
rooms
and
house.
So,
you got at least a few
maybe
to tell.
You have to, like, line up after you're done.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was getting to. I'm just thinking people should, you know, if you have a story, come up and tell it. And that's kind of what I wanted to do, have people tell their stories, not just me rambling on. So I guess that's what we're doing. I'm sure many of you guys would like to sit, so, let's do this. I feel like it would go easier if people lined up. I don't know. Honestly, I have a really, really shitty memory, and I wasn't expecting to tell mine first. So as soon as people start saying them, I'll start rambling them on. But if you don't know, you're at Retail Horror Stories. If you think you're at something else, you're at the wrong panel. So. I guess the left. My left or right.
That's a good question.
Yeah. And it's kind of self-explanatory. I don't know how these con horror stories ones go, but
like
I'm
this.
Sure just a lot of people on one panel talk about their stories. But I kind of wanted to do it in a different way, like have people tell their stories and then go around Robin style, you know. I'm just going to stop rambling and give the mic to the first person who wants to share a story about retail.
Oh,
yeah, retail. Get it?
Yeah. Also known as being in hell for how
long
you're
in
retail.
Also, just in case anything goes wrong, I will be back here this whole time. Because there is a lot of electronics.
So we got the floor manager here.
I'm not going to touch that, because I don't know what the hell it does.
Also like a floor manager. So, I'm Cirrus, my first, it's a pretty mild one, but it's an entertaining one. I worked as a cashier for a couple of months at a grocery store, I basically had an individual come up, to give you a little backstory, this particular grocery store happened to sit right across the street from Dell Computers. So, my dad also worked at that particular office, so I already knew about the people that were there and what their IQ level was and all that good stuff, and not very high. And you'll see as the story progresses, because this guy comes in and he's got, you know, the Dell shirt, Dell ID, and you know, he's basically kind of giving me grief about, oh, look at you, you're a cashier at this grocery store, you don't know nothing, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm ringing him up and, you know, doing the fake smile that you have to do in retail, and, you know, get to the end, total him up, and I basically give him the total and tell him, okay, you know, this is what it amounts to, go ahead and pay when you're ready. So he happens to have his credit card out. And we had the card readers with the magnetic strip on the top and the bottom. So no matter how you know have the card oriented, it should read it. Except in this particular case, he had the magnetic strip in his hand and was swiping the plastic side through. And he did this several times. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah. Let's see how long it takes to figure this one out. And by the fifth or sixth swipe, he looks at me and goes, what's wrong with this? And I you know, still in my public service space, you know, I tell him, well, see, the problem is, sir, you've got the card turned around. You need to turn it the other way. And, of course, he immediately flips it over, takes a swipe again, and I'm like, no, sir. You have the magnetic strip in your hand. It needs to go into the card reader so the card reader can read it. And, needless to say, he shut up pretty quickly after that and just kind of slinked out with his groceries.
I love customers that come in. Okay, quick side note. Like, this is an example of a story that comes up because other people are telling stories. There's this one guy. I work at a puzzle and game store right now, but I've worked ever since I was 16. I'll go over the jobs later that I have when they come up. But, this guy came in with a card, and I don't know if any of y'all have seen this. I did not know this could happen, but the chip fell out. Like, the chip fell through the card, and there's just a rectangle in the shape of a chip. Just a hole in the card. I mean, at the time, my register didn't take chip, but it was just a very, very strange interaction. I was just like, do you want me to put it in? Or, like, what do you want me to, I don't know. I was just trying not to push it through and lose it. I just, quick little tidbit, I did not know that those cards could do that. Also, how the hell do you get your card that bad? Do you just, like, I understand accidentally throwing your card in the washing machine, but, like, did you, like, straight up, think it's a puzzle? Like a puzzle piece? I don't know.
Listen, that's about the simple part. Puzzle game store.
So one of my big pet peeves is people who have really, really shitty cards. And they don't take care of their cards. Like, it's not their, almost their entire life savings or anything.
Mind if I do, like, because I have a related story.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
So this was actually a, this is when I was in college. Ended up going after an electrical engineering degree. Got it, thankfully, so now I don't have to work in retail anymore.
Round of applause real quick. Round of applause.
It's okay, I traded it out for a different kind of hell. But one of my classmates was also an electrical engineer. We had gone out to a restaurant one night with a bunch of friends, and he had handed his card over, you know, his credit card over to the waiter. Waiter comes back like 5 minutes later and is like, sir, we can't use this credit card. It's not taking it. And so he kind of gets really upset and is like, okay, fine, I'll go out and find an ATM and get some cash. He comes back after this and is like, I can't believe it. The ATM was like busted or something. And it took forever to read my card. He puts it on the table. I look at it and I'm like, you know, it works if the magnetic strip is a Swiss cheese. You're an electrical engineer. You should know how this works. So, yeah, just because someone's got a college degree doesn't mean they know anything either.
quick little side note. I do like the clapping after every single story. If you have a side story to tell after I say a little tidbit, you can tell it, but please keep the stories to a minimum. If you think of one while you're back in your seat later on, you can feel free to jump back in line. You've got some time. Just letting you know that. Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Seth, also known as Jolly. Ready to call me. And I work at Walmart. Specifically, I work in electronics. Yeah, that's the fun one. I got just standard, old people that like don't know how to use cell phones and stuff like that. But the one that takes the cake, it's a bit of a setup for this one. So I don't know about all Walmarts, but our Walmart has a phone vendor that comes in called OSL, and they sell the contract phone plans. And all their sales are separate from Walmart's, so they have their own systems, they handle their own returns, all of that. So we're getting ready to close up the store. It's like 10:30-ish. And this couple comes up, and they go, "We would like to return a phone." They're like, "Okay, we see their seat." They show it to us, we see it's an they purchased it with OSL. And we're like, "Okay, well, we purchased this with OSL. So you need to come back tomorrow and return it with them." The lady's like, "Well, the problem is today's the last day of the return period. So if I come back tomorrow, I can't return it. Could you see if they would be willing to make an exception, do any of that?" And we're like, "We don't know. You know, that's a pretty cut and dry policy." We happen to have a phone number for the guy that sold her the phone, so we text him. We go, "Hey, ma'am, this lady bought a phone, needs to return it, but it's last day return policy. Would you be able to do it tomorrow?" And he goes, "No, ma'am, my boss will, he'll have my butt for that." And the lady goes, "Yeah, there's really nothing we can do for you." He goes, "Well, you guys can't return it." We go, "No, it's a completely separate system. Nothing we can do." She goes, "Well, how was I supposed to know that I couldn't return it tonight?" And I said, "Well, you purchased it with OSL. They can only do their own returns." So she said, "Well, how was I supposed to know they weren't here?" I said, "Well, their hours are posted." We pointed to the sign right there, and she looks at us dead in the face and goes, "Do you really expect me to read every sign I see?" And
I would hope so.
At this point, we literally look and go, "Yes." And it's almost like that's a common theme. And we tell her, "Well, say yes." She goes, "Well, I didn't see that sign." I'm like, "Okay. Well, did he give you a business card?" She goes, "Yeah." And she pulls out the business card. It's the gentleman's phone number. He told us he gave me this to call if I ever have any questions. I'm like, "Okay. Well, his number, his hours are posted on that card too." She goes, "Well, how was I supposed to know if you only called me in these hours and come in to do these returns?" I'm like, "Well, that's why it's there." Needless to say, this went on for a little while, and she kept yelling at us, and she's like, "I'm going to call corporate, because this is unfair. I'm going to call their team lead. I'm going to do this and that." And I go, "Okay, well, you know what? That's fine. There's nothing more we can do for you. Have a nice day." And she keeps going. I'm like, "Okay, that's fine. Have a nice day. If there's nothing more we can do to help you, go ahead. Call corporate. That's fine." And she turned and left. And to this day, I'm still astounded by someone actually uttering the phrase, "Do you really expect me to read every sign I see?"
Yep.
Any tidbit for me?
Huh?
Any tidbit you want to have? I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, no. I totally forget. This is marked as an 18-plus panel, right?
Yes,
it is, so I can say all the naughty words I can.
Okay, because I had to bring this with me, and I don't have a bag to carry it, so I'm just going to place this.
I swear, I'm going to be on the touch check halfway through the show just to make sure it's not plugged in.
How many of you have worked in either sex shops or kink shops, whatever those things?
Got at least one.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Oh my god, you
just,
better get up
I was just
that
curious.
And tell your story.
Hell yeah.
You probably...
Yeah. How the hell do you not have any stories?
Yeah, I've heard some stories myself. They get wacky, wild, and even a little racist sometimes.
Oh god.
Okay, so my name is Principal, or June, because calling somebody else Principal is a little weird. I get it. She was an adult, don't blame me. So, I actually don't work at a retail job. I work in fast food. I'm an assistant I know, it's so much fucking hard. I'm actually an assistant manager at a Kentucky Fried Chicken, so unlike most of the cashiers, I get double the bullshit, because I'm the last line of defense before the corporate line, and even then, I have to call them back and deal with them anyway. So, a lot of stores are doing a lot more online orders where you can just go through the drive-thru or go through the store and pick it up. I use it all the time because you get special coupons and deals or whatever. So, one day, we were crazy busy. I was understaffed, and I work with a bunch of teenagers, so you know, they're very hit or miss with their work ethic. And we're just crazy fucking busy all day, slammed. And we get this big-ass delivery order for like $85. We're talking like 2 16-piece buckets, all kinds of crazy madness. And the guy comes through the drive-thru, and it's this older gentleman, and you know, he's talking to my drive-thru attendant, and he wants to speak to a manager, so I'm like, oh man, I'm fucking low. Just be cool, don't curse out. Just don't lose your job with me, this shit. Hi, how can I help you? So, he's like, yeah, well, I want my food, or I want my money back, I don't want to wait. I'm like, well, you know, sir, because we didn't tender the order through the register here, we can't actually offer a refund. I can give you the corporate number and write it down for you, so you can call for a refund, or we'll be more than happy to have you wait to give you some fresh hot chicken. No. I'm like, well, those are the options you got. Sorry. And he just kept telling me, no, I don't want it. I don't want to, like a little toddler, honestly. He's like, I don't want it. I don't want to wait. So finally, I just put my foot down because I'm so sick and tired of dealing with this. And I say, these are your two options. And he looks at me and he says, well, I'm not leaving this drive-thru until I get my food or my money back. This motherfucker did not choose the right person to play with. Because I looked at him and I was like, okay. I'm pretty sure Erie City Police Department would get you out of there real quick, so are we going to go down this route? And so I had to call the cops, and of course he left within 3 minutes of me being on the phone, and me, being the dumbass I was, I did not get a license plate, nothing, no information. So I was like, oh man, I asked all my employees, see if they got anything, nobody had anything. So of course, why not?
There wasn't any cameras?
No, of course not. We're the only store in our market without cameras. The only one. Of course. So, oh, I'm getting there. So, as it turns out, when you do an online order, you need to submit your phone number, your email address, your first and last name. So when the officer said, well, do you have any supplementary or info on this guy so we can, you know, track him down? I almost said, no. So, wait a minute. I don't actually do. So, he is not coming back to that KFC ever. And if he comes within a 20-foot radius, he's going to get fucking arrested. I really hope those pieces of chicken were worth it, dog.
Yeah.
Personally, not that worth it to me. But I guess if you're a real diehard fan of the Colonel, it's worth getting arrested, so.
We should have a retail voice showdown at the end of this.
I love that.
Or just, if y'all want to do it, no. You know what we should do? Sorry, I'm scatterbrained right now. After you're done, if you don't express it in your story, at the end, you say in your retail voice before you leave the stage, hello, this is my name here from the place that you work, and how may I help you? In your best retail voice, and we can either laugh or clap. Whatever you want to do.
Damn, do I get a chance at that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hell yeah. Thank you for choosing my KFC. How can I help you tonight? My name is June, and I'll be happy to take your order whenever you're ready. Also, don't fuck with me. I'll call the fucking police. Thank you.
should the spices. I don't know that. I'm not cool.
I should. I should be mine to get it out of the way. I have this. Like, I have the shit memorized now. Hello, my name is Spencer. This is Go. Fuck. I guess I know. I'm high right now, so. Hello, this is Go Toys and Games. This is Spencer speaking. How may I help you?
Do you have FIFA?
Do you sell video games? No. Try GameStop.
Do you sell something there?
Do you sell Pokemon cards?
Do you sell
Who the fuck doesn't sell Pokemon cards? I went to a fucking Wawa and they were selling Pokemon cards. A Wawa!
Alright, so this is going to be pretty
it's
short.
It's like
sheets, and
you guys. It's like sheets.
Eastern Pennsylvania's version of sheets. Great sandwiches.
So I worked at a coffee shop for a couple of years. So I was a manager there.
I'm from East Pennsylvania, can you tell?
The man's trying to tell a story!
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm used to being interrupted.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was a manager at a coffee shop for a couple of years. And we had a bunch of regular customers, you know, customers that would come in every morning, get their coffee on their way to work. So after a couple of years, I was one of the first employees, so it was still a pretty new business at the time. After a couple of years, the owner of the coffee shop realized we're not making any money. She was really struggling. She was really stressed. So she decided to raise our prices a little bit. She hadn't even taken into account the usual, I guess, 7% like inflation every year or whatever it is. So she hadn't really done any kind of price increase at all. So after a couple of years, she decided to raise the price of most of the drinks like 10 cents. So it was early in the morning, because I was there usually about 6:30. We opened at 7. So right at 7, I just unlocked the door. This guy was already waiting outside, one of our regular customers. So he comes on in. He looks up at our menu board, and he sees the change in price. And like I said, 10 cents, all right? And he starts going off. He starts saying, you know, I've been coming in here for 2 years. I was used to the price that I'm paying. Why now? Why are you changing the price on me now? And I was like, you know, looking at the other coffee shops within the city that I live in, it didn't make any sense. Our prices, they were too low. They weren't really comparable to other coffee shop prices. So anyway, this guy has the audacity to take out his phone so that he can calculate for me the amount of money that he's going to have to spend each month on top of what he usually spends because of this 10 cent increase. So he busts out his calculator. He tells me it's going to cost him an extra X number of dollars every month. And I'm looking, it's 7 a.m. I'm still half asleep. I'm looking at him like, I'm not even the person you need to be talking to about this. I don't set the prices. I'm like, you can complain to me all you damn well want, but the price isn't going to come down based on anything that I do or say.
I don't know, I just work here.
Yeah, basically. So,
man, this is
so anyway, he's huffing and puffing. He winds up leaving. He gets his coffee, leaves. He's in a bad mood. But I'll tell you what, I didn't lose him as a customer. Came back the next day, and he's still going.
Where are you gonna get your coffee now, motherfucker?
It was still cheaper.
You don't know, it could have made him grow the 10 cent increase. Oh, yeah.
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry, now I'm
eating. My name is Malcolm, and I work for a lovely place called Walmart. My story involves back whenever COVID first broke out. Anybody remember the Lysol craze?
Yeah.
You gotta love those customers that magically think we keep stuff in the back somewhere. Now,
you hid it from me.
This customer comes in, asks, Where's the last sale? I politely tell her, I'm sorry, man, we're fresh out. There's a huge shortage going on. She's like, can you check in the back? I'm like, we don't keep stuff in the back, I'm afraid. Now, I go to the back. I used to work stocking. So I went to the back to go get another pallet to bring out, and my shoe's untied. I go to untie my shit. I hear something zoom over my head and bust onto the ground. I go to look over and realize this same customer threw a jelly jar at me. Before I could think, she was screaming, "Fuck you! Y'all hired the shit! I want to fuck the manager." The manager for jelly bakery comes to try to hold her off, and before I knew it, down the wine aisle, I just hear stuff busting. I heard this person scream, "Call the police! Call the police! I don't give a fuck!" They end up somehow getting her to leave. I don't know how, but probably called the cops at the same time. But I'm told our store was so short staffed, there was only three stockers and only one cashier. So guess who got to? I come to realize she had destroyed almost the entire wine aisle. Guess who got to clean that up?
Not the wine aisle.
I'm trying my best to clean this stuff up because she was not just throwing it on the aisle, but it through random over the aisles. And before I even able to make a dent in this, the manager comes up and tells me, "Why isn't this cleaned up yet? You're stealing time." I'm sorry, I'm not a machine, even though our management wants us to be a machine. There's a reason why I think Walmart changed its logo from star to an asshole. I got more, but that's my most wild one.
Oh yeah, customer service voice. Oh yeah, I said if you want.
Hello, good sir. How can you inconvenience my life today by any means necessary? You keep asking for the same thing over and over? I know. I know customers don't have working neck muscles. They can't look up and read a sign.
Done and done, let me pull a can of Lysol out of my ass.
Especially when the store layout is so easy, a 2-year-old can look down the main aisle and see everything.
Hello, my friends call me Quill. I'm a hospitality agent, though known as the front desk agent. So be nice to your front desk agent at the hotel. We have your numbers and where you live, so we can send you spam mail like crazy.
They know way more than you think they do.
They know
what you did.
So while I was in line, I have tons of Karen stories and Chad stories all coming in demanding stuff. But I'm going to tell a story that we, at my hotel, we've been calling the Three Splash story.
Oh no.
So it was a normal weekend night. We're having three weddings, two on property, one off property, and the bars just let out on the weddings in the back. So almost like the gates of Hordor, we just hear the footsteps and people yelling, laughing. I looked at my partner, I'm like, "Here they come."
You alerted the horde.
We alerted the horde, they are stopping over. So I'm just keeping it cool because usually it's the first wave that's the nice ones. They're like, "Hey, where's the bar? Hey, I heard there was a bar. Where's that bar at? I need a little more if you can't tell." But I'm just like, it's outside. I just follow the signs. Apparently, going up the one guy's sign story, apparently people can't read any signs nowadays.
Do you expect me to read every single sign I see?
Yep.
Apparently you can't see a big arrow says bar that way.
Sign on the New Jersey Turnpike that lets you know when they have like the second one closed. People were going on where the sign said road closed.
That's why we have the truck stopaways that just pull off to the side and be like, "Where's the road at?"
That's why we have the big, bright, flashy lights.
No, that's just a track sign. I live around here, so when the speed drivers see that, they're like, "Oh, I gotta go this way." So anyway, night goes on, it's approaching 11:30, I have to stay a little bit extra because I'm a little too nice, I like to help my coworkers out, trying to help it out because people are falling over, people are tipsy. Next thing I know, when I'm looking at the desk saying, do you guys need anything else? Like, can I go home? Next thing I see is big flashing light coming up the road. I'm like, oh no, what's going on? So I still pull it over. I went over to my manager who luckily came out. I said, I want to grab a radio. I'm going to check that out outside. So I go outside, little guy waiting face first into the ground in his own pool of vomit with his door open. He was about to drive home. Luckily, somebody called paramedics and everything. So I run back inside just to see. I was about to tell my manager, hey, there's a guy passed out in the parking lot. What do you want me to do? Those guys, we have a, if you guys know what those basket chairs look like, the weave chairs with all the fancy stuff built in. The best way I can describe this, and there's no young people in the audience, right?
It's an 18 plus panel.
Just double checking. Every hole he had exploded. He shat himself. He pissed himself and he threw up all at once. We had the triple decker. I'm just looking. The public guy at my hotel is.